So the answer is, because since it's an A by an A, we don't anticipate this, because this is a remote contingency, an A Bodok. What does A Bodok mean? A chain of Bodok. A chain of Bodok here means A by an A. What does it mean? She took it out from the drawer where she keeps the clean things. But sometimes she puts in a something that was used already. So that's the reason why Rav Chiya says she's only in the Sofik. So Rav Chiya is Cheshish. But Rebbe is not Cheshish for that contingency, because that contingency is a remote contingency. So why here is Cheshish? I mean, it's Rav Sinik, the Rashi is very strange. And the peculiar thing about it is that the Rishonim mentioned that, and no one says it. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber himself, paskens deadly. Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Kuf Tzadik, Sif Memhei, I think. Simen Lamed Zayin. Simen Kuf Tzadik, Sif Lamed Zayin. It's Mem Hei, it's the Sif Kotel, Mem Hei in the Shach, that's why I said. Alright, it's Sif God Lamed Zayin in the Machad. Bot Ko Atzmo Be'ech in the Bodo. Vitoch Sei Be'erecho, Va'akei Nimtzol of Dam, Afilu Kikris Ve'ei Teher. So the Shach, there's this Rashi. So the Shach in Sif Mem Hei, he says, he's masik on the mechad. He says it's true that the mechad, that this is mentioned by Rashi, but the pshat in Rashi is something else. Rashi doesn't mean that in case of botko beichin boduk and vitochse beirecho, so how will it trace veikel nikule and she's there? Teo she's not. Rashi means v'imkin havel etrei sveikel nikule. Mimele Rebbe would be made that she's not nido vadai, but she's a nido sofik. When does Rebbe say that botko beichin boduk v'nichosim bikuv seu mochmosda? She's a nido vadai. But in the case of botko beichin boduk v'tochse birecho ulimochmosda, then Rebbe would be made to reprehend that she's only nido sofik. She is not in the Bible. So why does the Chava say she's the only one? But I really don't understand. I mean, how the Shach understands Rashi. Let's say that the Pshat in Rashi is not that she's the only one. Alright? Not really the only one. That she's not in Nidovada. But why shouldn't she be in Nidovada, you call it Rebbe? What difference is there between Rebbe's case of Botko Beijing and Botoklo in Chosei Bikufse, and the case of Botko Beijing and Botoklo in Vitochse Birecho, Ulmocha Mosadam? By combining the two aloches, Rav's aloche, of Botko Beijing and Botoklo, Vitochse Birecho, Ulmocha Mosadam, so Rav says, Neolito, Nido Vada. So, Rav Sime Bachir said, why Vada? If there is a possibility that this dam that she found in the morning on her hip is not a result of the dam that was absorbed by the Eid HaBoduk last night. Maybe it came from another source. And then the Eid, as a result of rubbing against the hip, so absorbed it from the hip. What could have been the source, the origin of this dam on the hip? Tamako that was already cured. They were cured, or maybe there was damtzipe, or there was something. Maybe she had it caught in her finger, and then she used her finger on the hip. So some blood from the finger, from the cotton of the finger, was transferred to the hip. I mean, if you want to be cheshish, you can be cheshish. So then Rav shouldn't say nilavadai. So Rav says nilavadai. So that means we are not cheshish for this remote contingency. That maybe the dam and the Yerech came from an external source, not from the Eid. So the Mele, because of this, we cannot say, Dilma lav min o Eid, hutach al Yerecho. Because if we have to anticipate the possibility, so in the first case, Rav shouldn't say that she's Lilobada. And then, what's the other thing? So he says, so one of Shachif, we have to anticipate that this H in the body, which is not a body homo, only an Ebenini, maybe it had a spot of dam before she put it inside. So even the case of in the Chosi Bikufse, she shouldn't be in the body. So why does he say that in the case of Chosi Bikufse, it's a body? Because it's a remote contingency. So why shouldn't? So how does the Shach improve upon what the Mechaber says? The Mechaber assumed that according to Rashi she is Teira B'Vaday because it's Rekneke. So Mechaber says no, Rashi doesn't mean Teira B'Vaday. Rashi only means in the case of Botko Beich in the Boduk, Vitoch Sebi Recho, so then Rebbe would be made that she's not Meir B'Vaday, she's Meir Sofik. Why shouldn't she be Meir B'Vaday? Each contingency we see, one, the contingency of Rav Minoedut al Yerecho, that we don't anticipate, we see it from Rav Zin, and the contingency, Dilma Mikano Ocheave, we don't anticipate, we see from Rebbe's dealings in this case. So we have to say, it's Pshat Neshach, because Enoch Nahami, it's possible. I mean, in the case of Rav, of Eda Bodukro, V'itoch si b'yerecho, there is a possibility that this dam on the yerech came from a cut. Either he caught in the yerech or he caught in her finger and she used her fingers against the yerech. So it's possible. But, so why should she be in the badai? The answer is, Rav says, no, this is a remote thing. This is a remote thing. So this by itself doesn't create establishment itself. But then in the case of Botko Beich and Bodukho, Vinichosi Mikufsi, Umocha Motzoladam. So Reb Chiya says that she's an Idesophic, even though it's in the Chosi Mikufsi. Why? Because of the possibility that this H in the Boduk, since it's not a Bodukomu, maybe it had a spot of dam before she used it for a digging. But Rebbe says that's also a remote contingency. He's not righteous. But when two remote contingencies combine, so then they can create a sophic. So each remote contingency by itself, that's the Pshat Neshach. Each remote contingency by itself is not a sophic, is a dovarofic. But two separate contingencies, when they combine, so then they can create a sophic. This is the Pshat in the Shach, and that's the reason why the Shach says that the Mechaber is difficult. Because the Pshat Rashi is not having a trace vehicle in Kule. So that it's Teirol Gamma. He means that she's not in the Vada. So why does he use the Roshi of trace vehicle in Kule? The answer is, in order to be Teiroli Kamre, then the Sveksveike must be such a Sveksveike that each Sofik in the Sveksveike establishes the Sofik Hashom. So there we have a Sveksveike, like the Gemara in Ksuvah Tes, Pesach Pesuach Chusos, by Ishes Yisroel. So she's with Teres Rabai. Why? Because one possibility in the Heter is that she was Mizane. So she's Mutares. And the other possibility later is the Bainis, she was Mizan. So each possibility, each contingency in itself establishes a Sofik Hashom. So then it's a Svek Sveik. And it's Mutal Gamre. Mashiach came here, we do have Trey Sveik, we call it. But one Sofik by itself is a remote contingency. So it doesn't establish a Sofik Hashom. But the two contingencies, which each one by itself doesn't establish a Sofik Hashoku, but when you combine the two contingencies, so it establishes a Sofik Hashoku. So that's why Rashi formulates it in terms of Svexveike, but it's not a good Svexveike to be mutaligamli. It's only this kind of Svexveike makes it into Isofikashu. This is how the Shach explains the Rashi. Now, according to Mechaba, I really don't know how the Mechaba can say it. So that's really the Shach's Haore and the Mechaba. Alright. Mishtabach le Rebbe le Rabbi Yishmoel le Rabbi Yaisi le Rav Chome Babi se di Odom Godlo di Odom Godlo Omalei so Rabbi Yishmoel le Rabbi Yaisi said v'chshiyov el yot chavi le yot when he visits you, you bring him to me ki ose so the Rebbe brought not that he brought, it appears from this Gemara that he just sent Rav Chome Bar Yisi to Rav Shmuel Bar Yisi. Ki ose, when Rav Chome Bar Yisi came before Rav Shmuel Bar Yisi, Omalei, so Rav Shmuel Bar Yisi said to him, Boyim in Emilsi. So he wanted to know whether he's an Odom Godlo or not. So he asked him to ask Ishai, Boyim in Emilsi, what kobeishin in Godlo, in a chose, bikupse, umochomot, all of da, mao. The same Ishai, that he stole the machlik between Rebbe and Rabchi. Omalei, so Shmuel Rabbi Yisi said, Rafon Bar Yisi, ki divrei abe imeloch, should I pass to you in accordance with the shite of my father? That's Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi so far wasn't even mentioned here. But the Gemara will mention it. Or I should tell you the halacha in accordance with the view of Rebbe. Tell me the din in accordance with the psak of Reb. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, zehu sheimel moloch. Dodo Godlo, he said a bit meal. Heich manich in divrei Arab, sheimel in divrei Atal. In other words, Rebbe was a Talmid of Rabbi Yisi. V'Rab Chame Babise, so the question is, how is it that when Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yisi asked him, do you want me, I should give you the psak according to the view of my father, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Nakodesh, or according to the psak of Rebbe, so he said, according to the psak of Rebbe. So, Rebbe is misifta habe, ushriche rabbonon kamei, umchadet ishmait, my Rebbe and my Rabbi Yisi. Omer Rabbade b'masne ton. Rebbe mitamei, v'Rabbi Yisi mitai. In other words, that this machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Chiya is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Yisi. V'yom Rav Zeire, k'sheti mei Rebbe k'Rav Meir, u'k'sheti Rav Yisi la'atzmei tiyeh. When Rebbe was mitamei, so his view was in accordance with the view of Rameya, in accordance with his own view. So the Gemara equates this machleike is the shayla of in the case of both kovetch and both v'nechose v'kupse u'mochamot olam dam. The Gemara equates it with another machleike, daf mites in the Mishnah between Rameya and Rabbi Yisi. Ditan hoyisho ditan. It's a Mishnah daf mites hoyisho shoyisoyso tzorcheo. If a woman was passing water, v'ruas adam, and she found dam in the urine, remeir imeir, imimedest meir, imyeshevest teir, remeise imeir, minkach teir. So remeir is cheshish, in certain circumstances, as the Gemara explains, that this dam is dam nidah. How did it come together? How did it come together with the word the urine? I mean, it's from different sources. So the Gemara explains that if the woman passed water while she was standing, and she wasn't passing water, bikiluach, nigash, but she says, so that means that she was strained as she was passing water. So she felt very strained. So it's possible, even though this in itself is a very unusual thing, because of the strain, that that the urine should go into the mochia, and then it should come out from the mochia because of the strain. So it's an unusual thing, but it's possible. So that when a woman is in strain and she stands and she's in great strain, that the urine will go to the mochia and then it will come out from the mochia. Now, if it will come out from the mochia, so then it is possible that together with the urine, it is, so dam will come out. And the dam is, of course, is dam nido. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, because if there is urine in the water, if there is dam in the urine, so then it can be taken for granted that this dam did not come from the mochia, but it's in the urine, and because she has a certain condition in the kidney, so it's a sickness. I mean, it might be symptomatic of a very serious condition when a man or a woman finds blood in the urine. Sometimes it's symptomatic of cancer, Rahman al-Islam. So this is what Rabbi Yossi says. What Rabbi Yossi says. And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi, so he says that if there is dam in the urine, so it means that there is a chile akulie, that there is a diseased condition in the kidney. But Rabbi Meir is chayshish. Maybe the dam came from the mochia. And even how could the dam come from the mochia? But it was found in the urine. Now the urine doesn't come from the mochia. The urine comes from another source. So why? Because since she passed water in a strange state, and so maybe we have to be chayshish for something remote. That maybe the urine, because of the strain she experienced, so the urine was hotter than mokir, and then it came out from the mokir. And Mimele, together with that, some dam came out. But that's not a usual thing. So we see that Reb Meir is chayshish for something that is not usual. So Mimele, here too. It's that. Now let's see the Rashi. Gidiva aber Rabbi Yossi, du redel kam und tani putai beschmeit was mit dir time also. Die Omen haben wir hoch mit doch da hinte so her mal du mal in mir ist mehr. Die gibt die Trukoi hat mir gleich die Woche. Weiße Dam, wo ich vor ich will ich so ich schem ist ihr in kein mir gleich wo. Wenn Tom mir ja da mal Woche und mir kommen red mir in mir ist mehr. Wir haben gab die Krise können kein mir gleich. Kim dir gleich mit doch die doch ich war mal ist nicht mehr. וחזקל טוב מן המוקר, מטעמי, אוכל עמי מטעמי. אין משום קסם, תומה סופי, לא, זה בסך, זה נגמור את זה. נאם. אומר לי, רווחה, ברי דרובל רווחה, ואומר רבי יסי ורב חנינה, כשתים רב מאיר, לא יתים מאיר, משום קסם, when Rav Meir is mitame in the case of a isha or isha so heo, so it's not that she, Rav Meir considers her as a nida badai, but only as a nida sopik. V'yu Rebbe, but Rebbe says she's a nida badai, so how can you equate Rebbe shite of nida badai with Rebbe shite by oise tzorcheo or she's a nida sopik? Omolei anam hoche kamrino. Ki it marahi of Rebbe Yisi barab chanine, or Rebbe Yisi barab chanine is the one who said, ki shetim Rebbe Meir alitime, so we had the Kabbalah, we heard that Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, "Kishetim Reb Meir, loitim Meir lo mishum nido." Now it's not mishum kesef. So Meir, we can equate Reb Meir's din by isha, shoyish, etzorcheo with Rebbe's din, because Reb Meir too considers her if she finds dam in the urine. So and she passed water standing and she was shiseses. So then Reb Meir considers her a nidavada. A nidavada. Why does he consider a nidavada? Why nidavada? After all, it's possible that this dam came because of a diseased kidney. So why should Reb Meir say that we attribute it to nido? The answer is, since the mochia is the usual place from which Dam comes in woman, emanates in woman, so Mimele and she passed water in a very strange state, standing, and then the urine didn't come the way it usually comes in a gush, bizinuk, but it was she says. I mean, the urine came out dripping, drop by drop. So Mimele, and that can be explained if from the point of view of da of something that comes from the Moki. Because when the urine comes the natural way, the usual way, then the urine comes out in a gush. Not shisesis. Towards the end, it might be shisesis. And Gemara discusses that. But at the beginning, when a man or a woman urinates, so it comes out in a gush. And here, it came out, dam came out in the urine, and she was standing in a very, she passed water while she was standing, so in a very strained state, and it was shisesis. So in other words, it conforms to all the characteristics of dam, that of something that comes out from the mokim. And it does not conform to the characteristics of something that comes out from the source where urine normally comes out. So Mimele, Rav Meir says that she's in Ido Vadai. So in the case of Bot Kobeichi the Boduk, Vinuchosi the Kufse, and the question is, was the dam there before she used it for making? So since the Moke is the place where that from which dam emanates, so Mimele and here she used that aid, she put it inside near the Moke. So Mimele, just as Reb Meir says, she is in the Nevada. Why? Because the dam came out in the same way as Dam Nido comes out from the Moke. It didn't come out the way urine comes out, because urine, when it comes out, so it comes out in the gush, and here it was she says. So it's the same thing here, where it was both Kobeichin and both Klov in the Chosevi Kufse, even though there is a possibility that this part of Dam was there before. But since she found it after it was used for decay, and the Mokeir is the place from which Dam natural normally emanates, so we have to attribute it to the Mokeya, just as Reb Meir attributes it attributes the dam in the urine to the Mokeya, even though usually urine doesn't come from the Mokeya, but because of the special situation and the way she passed water, so we attribute it to the Mokeya, so here to attribute. Now let's see, I just want to go over that Mishneh, not going any further in the Gemara here. Now, I just want to mention, first we'll go over the Mishneh, I think this. Test on the base. The first mission in Yisho Sheisah Sachar. Ho Yisho Sheisah Sachar. Viro Asadam, Reb Meir Eimer, Yimimedes Meir. Vim Yishev Esteir. Reb Yisho Eimer, Vinkach Vinkach. Tev. Now the second half of the mission is not important for us. Now, the Gemara says the Kashi. Maishne Yimedes Dam, Rinom, Miraglaim, Hodor, Mokeir, Vais Adam. Why do we say that? That Imedes, so Reb Meir says, Meir, why? How can she become in Ito if dam comes from the urine? Only if the dam comes from the Mokeya, and urine doesn't come from the Mokeya, and here the dam was found in the urine. The answer is because by Imedes, we say since she was Bideichak, she was strained, so Meir may be the dam, as it came out from its own source, another dam, sorry, the urine, as it came out from its own source, so because of the strain, it went into the mokeya, and then it came out from the mokeya together with dam, so the dam is dam nido. Yishemes namene ime, mir a glay im hodel in wokia bei sidam o ma shmuel bim zanekis. In other words, when we say that Yishemes, so she's staying, or it mere as reference to the case where she passed water sitting, and she passed water in the gush. She bikuluach. Or mizanekes mikalechas. The chidim nofa bikuluach ki u chelitchikem lehoda miraglayim lebokir. V'indera adam mokir rotzis in miraglayim. Avol she says es aydi deut ma'anafshu since she is relaxed. So the question is, Rashi was bothered by Kashi. So why does Rav Meir distinguish between Imedes and Yishemes? Because the Gemara is saying that even Yishemes, if she is not Mizanekes, if she says yes, then she would be Kmeo. So when do we say that by Yishemes she is Teo only if she is Yishemes and she is Mizanekes? And she is Mizanekes, so by Medes too. By Medes too, if she's Mizanekes, she should be Teo. So why does the Mishnah say Medes Teo? Only if she says she is Teo. But if she's Mizanekes, even if she passes water standing, so she is Teo. So Rashi says, Avoli Medes Yefshalo Lizanik. Avoli Medes Yefshalo Lizanik. Tesis and the Rosh Achilik Anash, and they say that by Medes it's also Shaykh to pass water Bizinuk, and she says this. So then the question arises, so why does Rav Meir say Im Medes Meir? So according to Rav Meir, so even if she's in Medes, but if she's Mizanekes, so she should be Teiro. So the Tesis and the Rosh, they say that according to Rav Meir, in order to be Teiro, we have to have two facts with Ivusi. First of all, that in order to be Teiro, so we have to have two prerequisites with Ivusi. First, that she should be Yishevis. She should be Yishevis. And secondly, that she should be Mizanekes. But if she's a Medes, even though she's Mizanekes, so then there is always a possibility that Hadre Miraglayim Nimokia. Because if she's a Medes, so she cannot spread out very well. So melee. So mele the pior rechem cannot open in any substantial way if she is in Medes. So mele, since the pior rechem cannot open when she is in Medes, so even if she is Mizanekes, there is a possibility that hotel may have gone mokim. But if she is in Sheves, so then she can spread out very well, so as to open up the pior rechem. So then she's in no strain at all. If she's in Medes, even if she's in Mizanekes, there is an element of strain. And if she's if there is an element of strain, then there is a possibility that Hotum Raglan Mokia. But if she's Yishemes, so she can spread out well, and so as to open up the Piorechem, so then there is no strain, she's perfectly relaxed. If she's perfectly relaxed, she's Yishevesh, she sits, and she spreads out, and she opens up the Piorechem, and then she's Mizanekes, so then the possibility of Hotro Miraglayim Limokir is excluded. This is how the Rosh and Tesis explain it. Alright, now then the Gemara says, So here, according to Rashi, the Pshat in the Gemara is according to all Rishonim, the Kashi of the Gemara is directed only against Rabbi Meir, not against Rabbi Yezi. According to Rashi, the Kashi of the Gemara is directed. and together with the Miraguayim. Miraguayim, if the dam wasn't the Miraguayim, so it's a riot that it didn't come from the Mokir. Because Miraguayim doesn't come from the Mokir. So it's a riot that it came, it emanated from a diseased kid. This is the reason why Rabbi Yossi says, "Beitach mitach tehiro." Why? Because the dam was found in the Miraglaim, and the Miraglaim doesn't come from the Mokir. So how could the dam come from the Mokir? What Rabbi Meir is cheshish? Maybe it's hot from Miraglaim or Mokir. Rabbi Yossi is not cheshish for that. This is so unusual, a thing that he's not cheshish for. But so the more esikashe. But how do we know that the blood came together with the Miraglaim? Maybe first she passed water. And as long as she was passing water, so no dam came with it. But after she got through, passing water, so then she started to drip blood. Menstrual, that was the menstrual flow. So it didn't come together with the Miraglaim. It came after the termination of the passing of the Miraglaim. So Mila the Kasha is, so even Rabbi Yossi should say Pneo. So all the Rishayim say that the Gemara's Kasha is, Ladad Rishayim explain, Mizanekes Name, Dilma Bosa Vitame Mayo Sedam. So that the Kasha is only directed against Rameya. Rameya says that in the case of Yeshenes and Mizanekis. Rameya says that in the case of Yeshenes and Mizanekis, so she is Teiro, because if she is Yeshenes and Mizanekis, so then she is relaxed, and if she is relaxed, so then the Miraglaim wouldn't go back to the Mokir and then come out from the Mokir together with Dam. But maybe, according to Rameya, who is cheshish, that where a woman is strained, passes water in a strained state, so is cheshish for the possibility of other Miraglaim in Mokir. So even if she passed water sitting and in a gush, so then Rameya says she is Teiro, because that means she was not strained. If she did it sitting and in a gush, she passed water, so that's a raya brura that she was not strained. And if she was not strained, so the possibility of hotel miraglaim lemokir is excluded. When is it possible that hotel miraglaim lemokir only when a woman is strained? But if she's not in strained, so that is excluded. But maybe she was not strained. As she passed water in the gush, she was not strained. But many times when a man or a woman passes water, so at the beginning, the man or the woman passes water in the gush, but then towards the end, so he chases. So he just passes water drop by drop. So maybe here in this woman, when we find in the bowl, we find the dam, so it doesn't mean that it came together with the urine. But it nam it's pasklam. So it doesn't mean that it came together with the urine that was passed in the bowl as she was Mizanekes. Maybe at first, so while she was sitting, And the urine passed in the gush, so then she was relaxed, so then there was no dam coming out. But after she got through with passing the bulk of the urine, and then she started to be shiseses, so then she felt a strain. So at that time, towards the end of the passing of the urine, she was in a strain, so then it was hot miraglaim lemokir. This is how the other Rishayim explained the Gemara's Kasha. So in other words, according to the other Rishayim, the Gemara's Kasha is directed only against Rameya, but not against Rabbi Yossi. According to Rashi, the Gemara's Kasha is directed against Rabbi Yossi too. True, Rabbi Yossi is never cheshish for Hodlo Miraglaim Lemokir, because this is such an unusual phenomenon. We don't have to be cheshish. We don't have to be cheshish for it. So mainly we assume that the dam came together with the urine. That means it emanates from a diseased skin, and it's not from the Mokir. So what the Gemara asks, even according to Rabbi Yossi, how do we know that the dam passed in together with the urine? Maybe first she passed water, and then when she got through passing water, so then she started to drip menstrual down because she had the flow. Some maybe even according to Rabbi Yisi, she should be chesheshes for nigo. That's the Gemara's kasha according to Rashi. So Dilma Bosal Itamo Mayim Zanekes Name Dilma Bosal Itamo Mayos Dam Omar Vabe B'Yishemes Al Svasa Seifel Zanekes B'Seicha Seifel V'Nim Zodam B'Seicha Seifel V'Nimise Di Bosal Itamo Mayim Ose Al Svasa Seifel Boyel El Ashoch. So in other words, that when does Rabbi Yisi say she is there? And Rabbi Meir say in certain situations that Yishemes Mizanekes is there only if the woman was sitting on the rim of the bowl, and she passed the water inside the bowl. The water did not go on the rim of the bowl, but inside the hollow of the bowl, And then the dam, so he says, and then the dam was found also inside the bowl, together with the urine. So that's a raya that this did not happen. In other words, what does the Gemara ask? Why should we anticipate the possibility that the woman first passed water? When she got through passing water, then she started to drip down, menstrual down. But since she was sitting on the rim of the bowl, not on the toich of the bowl, and the urine passed into the teich of the bowl, and the dam was also in the teich of the bowl, so it's a raya that the dam came out together with the urine. Not that first urine came out and then it started to drip. Because in view of the fact that she was sitting on the rim of the bowl, if the dam started to drip from the mokeh, after she got through passing water and she was sitting on the rim of the bowl, so those drops of blood should remain on the rim of the bowl, not in the tail of the bowl. And here we found the dam inside the urine. So it's a raya that the dam came out together with the yoy. So Memeila and Rabbi Yisi, is not cheshish from Hotel Meraglai in the Mokeya. So Memeila, she's there. And Rabbi Meir, if she was Yisheves and Mizalekes, so he's not cheshish. Even Rabbi Meir is not cheshish in such a case for Hotel Meraglai in the Mokeya, so Memeila is there. Now, so you'll see, I mean, this aloche is mentioned in Simen Kuf Tzadik Ale. Now, from now on, so sometimes next week we'll probably start the Shulchan Aruch, the tour and the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Nidei. I don't know when next week. But starting Monday, so we'll have a shiur every day. So, but even before, I don't know when we'll start the Shulchan Aruch, but even before we start the Shulchan Aruch, in connection with this Gemara and the other Gemara, we'll learn the Shulchan Aruch in conjunction with it. So, now this day is that the Shulchan Aruch Paschal in Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Ho Yisho Sheishtino Mayim, ויוצא דם ממי רגלאו, בין שאשתינו והיא מדס, בין שאשתינו והיא שבס, הרי זוטאו. ואפילו הרגישו גופו ונזדזו, אין יחששש, שהגושס מרגלאו היא זו, שאין מרגלאו מן החדר ודם זה דמקו, בחלחילס ובקולים. So he passes like Rabbi Yisi, that's the psak of the Rambam, and Mechaba passes like that. So in all situations, doesn't make any difference how she passed water. In Meres, Yishemes, Mizanekes, she says, it doesn't make any difference whether she was sitting on the rim of the bowl and the urine and the dam was in the middle of the teich of the bowl. It doesn't make any difference. In all situations, according to Rabbi Yisi, according to the psak of the Rambam, the Mechaba, she's mitzvah. But then there are so many shittes. Now, so then he says, "V'yesh emrim de'il hatiro elo b'yisheves v'yishtino, avol b'yimedes imi kaleches v'seich ha'seifel v'nimtzo shendam teiro avol imsheishesim al svas ha'seifel v'nimtzo shesham utmeyo de'hoyu v'amok yotzah chizru imok yomivin tam umivin dam hatur b'shim rosh." That's the shita of Teisves and that's the shita of the Rosh, because they don't explain the Gemara like Rashi. So they say that Rav Meir קורית רמיה שהסתהירו, ואין איזה רמיה אחרי שיש פחות רומי רגליים ומוקר, אומרי, אמין, ואין איזה רמיה נטחי שיש פחות רומי רגליים ומוקר, אומרי, if you have two prerequisites with the Musa, first of all, that she passes water, ישבס, ישבס, so if she passes water, ישבס, so then she can spread out very well, and she can open up the piorech, and she's also Mizalekis, so then she's no strain at all. So in such a case where there is no element of strain, so even Reb Meir is not Cheshish, does not anticipate the possibility of photomiraglaim and Mokir. But if she is in Medes, even though she's Mizalekis, there is an element of strain, because if she's in Medes, she cannot spread out and she cannot open up. She cannot open the Pi Horechem, the Pi Horechem. So maybe there is an element of strain. So Reb Meir is chayshish for miraglaim lemokim. For modu miraglaim, for hodru miraglaim lemokim. And Reb Meir is chayshish. Reb Yesi is not chayshish for the matter. However, if it is in the case where she is in Medes, and she says, so then even Rabbi Yisi is Rishis. For Hodru Meraglayim Limokir. And then, so this is the first sheet. V'yeshen Latiro L'v'yishevetz V'yishtino. Avul Medesim Kalachet Haseifunum Tzashem Dam Teo. Avul Mishesis Nalzvas Haseifunum Tzashem Dam Tmeo. V'yuvam Mokim Tzach Ezra Mokim V'yim Dam Hatur B'shem Rosh. V'yeshen Rim Da'afilu V'yishevetz In Lahatir L'v'yim Kalachas V'yim Tzah Dam Teo Haseifa. Aber als was er sehr viel Tmeo, und wie mehr ist Becholien Tmeo. Why? Because that is, ich kenne sich verschiedene Rashi, because Rashi Shitte is, that the Gemore is Kashi, mit seiner Kes Name, die man bosso, die Tamo, Mayo, so Dam, so me mele, without hot rot mehr Aglai, mit Mokeo, she should be Tmeo. Because of the possibility, maybe the Dam started to drip after she finished, she got through passing water. So the Dam didn't even come together with the mehr Aglai. It came after the Meiraglai. So the Gemara says, and that Kashi is directed according to Rashi against Reb Meir and Reb Yesi. But what does the Gemara say? That when does Reb Yesi say that she is Teiro, and Reb Meir say Yeshemes is Teiro, only if she was sitting on the rim of the bowl and she passed the Meiraglai into the Teich of the bowl, and the dam was also in the teich of the bowl. So then it's a raya that the dam didn't come out subsequent to the passing of the miraglaim, but that the dam came out together with the miraglaim. But in any other situation, if she didn't sit on the rim and pass the water into the teich of the bowl, suppose she was sitting, she was sitting completely in the teich of the bowl, not on the rim of the bowl. So then we have no raya that the dam did not pass subsequent to the miraglaim. So then she would make mayo even according to the mea. Or suppose she passed water standing, then we have to anticipate the possibility even according to Reb Yesi. Even according to Reb Yesi, maybe she did this dam started to drip after she got through with the passing the miraglaim. So this is the other is washing in the Ramo. We ye shemrim da filo bi yishemes in lahatir on kalachas. We nim tza adam tich ha-sefer. Aber al tzvas ha-sefer tmeo. U vi meres b'choli yin tmeo. Vi chay mashma, which was around this based upon Rashi. All right. So mele, the Ramo is mach. All right. Now this is, so for next time, so you go over the Gemara. You go over the Gemara, because I already went over the Gemara. You go over the Gemara from the mission of Aisha Shishis Tzorchel up to the mission of Ishilo Chaluko with the Teisves, the two Teisves, Hoisha, and Bilmo Bosa de Tamo Mayo, and then we'll go over in Shir. I'm not going over the Teisves Daphne Tess, you'll go over yourself because I already briefly mentioned the various Shites, and then we'll go over in Shir. We'll proceed with the Gemara here. Up to the mission of Kohanim Chetzer Staro Lebaleiem, Chashad of Aleyet, and after that, so we'll start the Gemara, the Mishneh, the Fidale from Dale, Afal Pishom, Rodayo Shaita. And we'll take Gemara up to the end of the Perek. That's two blood. Two blood, and then a few more blood Gemara, and then we'll start the Shulchan Aruch. But in conjunction with this Gemara, you have to look up the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, because we have to cover a lot of ground and we can't waste time. All right. So the question is, why did the Gemara ask Dafke against this mission? The Gemara should ask every time she is a dikin, she finds down. So we consider her as a bad amigo. Maybe it's Dam Achilles. Aber dikin in Chamor, in what's a Dam Lipoch? Did you know Chumri? So I don't say, in Chanami, maybe every time a woman makes a big if she has mamashi flow, so then it's not shayach to say dam achilles. But if, let's say, she doesn't have a real flow, but she made a big, she put in a piece of cloth, and then when she takes it out, she finds a spot of dam. So maybe she's not in vada in the midrash, maybe she's only in sovik nido. But here it says, the shechayev is a kol, mikom chatos. So that's why the Gemara has the kasha. Aber dicke dem Tamil in Motze Dam le Porich, die du mir Chumri. Aber hoche Porich, amai chayom bekor, die du mir meise Chum bazo. Wo in dir, in chen pire schrach, die Porich an Ibza al Shole. When he found it, when the husband found it on his aid. So, ke le Nimza al Shole. So he's also chayim chatos. Amai mitamim, kivin di hike ye choche, du yose migufu. So according to Rach's pshat, it's not the Gemara, had a sofike, salke daitoch. That every time a woman makes a dike, we should be cheshesh. Maybe there was a machiles inside, and this is the reason as to why the spot of dam is on the head. That we don't have to be cheshesh. Even without, according to the Rach Shah, so even without the fact of eisim mokim podukitzu machiles, or dochukitzu machiles, this is such an unusual thing that we don't have to anticipate that possibility. But the Gemara's kasha was in regard to the case where she didn't find any dam on her aid, but the husband found dam on his aid. So since there is a certain circumstance that tends to indicate that she's not an idol, because the fact that she didn't find any dam, but he found dam, maybe the dam is a result of the machiles. So the Gemara says that even in that case, we don't anticipate the possibility of machiles, because it's a more combative with the machiles. Or dochuk is machiles. All right. Dochuk is a machiles, say we forish in the chil, we call it a bedecha, we will pom him, we chneses, we can have a mima bisomuch, we wish they dochuk, we will is chayumi is chamele, we will not sort of ask the shamash rotsfor, לכך יש לי מעבוד הקושין בו כלל סומך לרחם, מפני הזו אמור, שיוך להשם מוס להכניס, ודוחו קוריצו מאכילס, היינה, דין נכנסת בשום פולים מיילל, אלו שפומים שמסקרבס לרחם, כל כך עד שהשם מוס מכניס אומרת. ותוך עשוי בירריך. So, Gemara discusses the case of בודקו ואית הבודקלו, ותוך עשוי בירריך, ולמוכה מוצו על האדם. ולמוכה מוצו על האדם. So, רב says, ביוני. And there is no one who's חלק. רב סיר ואחי says, וחשש את המבטון. So then the Gemara says, no. That ביוני. So in other words, there is no מחלקס. that in the case of Bodko Beta Bodko, Vitochse Birecho, even though there is a possibility, and that possibility is not excluded as we saw last time from Rashi, it's only this is a Dovarochik. So it's not, it doesn't constitute a Sofik, because it's a Dovarochik. So, but the possibility is not excluded that the dam was really on the Erech, and then the aid picked it up, absorbed it from the Erech. There is such a possibility, but since this is a remote possibility, so Mele, it doesn't establish a real Sofik. So Mele, she considered the Vadainim. All right. Vitochse Berecho, Perish, Vimoke, Chein, Dam Hamoke, Yochili Pilcher. In other words, Teisa says that how could Rafsime Bachie have his Alkedai Toch, that she is not a Vale Nido, only Sophic Nido. So, Rafsime Bachie only thought that she is a Sofik Nido in the case where she found its Tochse Berecho, in the case where the dam was found in such a place that it couldn't come from the Mokif. So then Rafsime Bachie says maybe only Sofik Nido. Masheimkein, if it was in such a place in the Yerech that it could, from the Moker itself, it could have come. So then Rafsime Bachie wouldn't even have a Salkedai Toch that she shouldn't be Vadanino. Because that place too could have come. In other words, from the Moker. Ulmocho Motso Leoda. Okay, guys. Ulmocho Motso Oleoda. In other words, there are two Gersois. One Gersi, the Gersi of the Rachis, Ulmocho Motso Olovda. Olov Roshin Zocho. So, in other words, that means that she found the dam and the aid and the piece of cloth. And what Rashi's Gersi is, Ulmocho Motso Oleoda. Ulmocho Motso Oleoda. Ala Yerech, because Oleo. So that means Loshin Ikeivu. Yerech is Loshin Ikeivu, but Eid is Loshin Zohu. Hohegaz Rashi, Pirei Shal Yerechu. Vikoma, Vitmeo Nido. Vikali Meima, Diminoeid Nislach Leich Yerecho, Viloi Maal. So Vin Teima, Vitid Dikoeid. According to the Rach, Gil say all of them. So in other words, so the Shaila arises in connection with the case where she found the dam on the Eid itself. But according to Rashi, that the dam was found on the Erech, so why do we have to discuss and consider? Let's take a look at the Eid. So Monefshech, if when we inspect the Eid, we don't see any dam, so that should be a Raya, that the dam is from an external source, it's not from the Mokir, it's not Dam Nido. Because if it had been Dam Nido, so then we should find out. So what do we say? In other words, that perhaps the dam, and when she made the bdike at night time, so then there was dam on the eight. But then when she put that piece of cloth upon her Yerech, so then it was transferred to the Yerech, and all the dam from the Eid came off. Well, that's highly unusual. So Mele, in such a case, certainly Rav wouldn't say to me on Nido. He certainly wouldn't say to me on Nido. So the question is, let's inspect the Eid. Vintima vitifika Eid. V'yishleim ha-shenevatet. So what the state of Shita is? In other words, that if If, let's say, when we look at it and we don't find any dominate, so then she's certainly not in evil. Because if we don't find any dam of day, because if the dam had come from the mokir at the time of the decay, so even after she put that aid on the yerech, some spot of dam, some lachluches of dam should remain. So monefshech. So if the aid is not nevad, and when we look at aid, so there is no dam, then she wouldn't be a nidor. And if we do see dam on the eight, in addition to the yerech, so then Rav Simi Bar Chiya wouldn't even say that chushesh is avodah. So chushesh is avodah. So Mimele, we have to apply the Gemara to the case where the eight is never completed. Alright. Iname Shemo Damreit Atzme Bomidam Yerecho. Kivim Shemim Tzaleit Rat Mimokeim Shenoga Beyerecho. Uchigeim Sheyesh Kikris. Or there's something else. So with the second Teretz, the first Teretz assumes that in the case where we do have the eight, and we do see dominate, so then Rav Simi Bar Chiya wouldn't even say that chushesh is avod, because then she would certainly be ivadani. So Mimele, the first teretz in Teira says that the Gemara has reference to the case on Eredeit. The second teretz says no, that Gemara has reference to the case where it was not Eredeit, and we look at it. And on the eight there is dam, so still it's not such a double poshut that she is in Varayidro, because perhaps when she made the bdike, then there was no dam came on the eight, but then when she put that eight on the yerech, so the yerech had dam of something, because something else, some external source other than the mokeh. And the mele, it was transferred to the eight. It was transferred to the eight. Ina meshem adam eid ba'atzmi bo midam yirecho. Ki shenim tzal eid rag bimokei shenoga biyirecho. Uchigei sheyesh ki kris ve'eid. Di lekech shoshi. Lekech shoshi. And then, now Tesis mentions another halach. That even though the Gemara doesn't discuss that, but that this Gemara has reference to a case where the dam has the size of Morten Igris. The Lekech Shoshi de Machbeis. But if, let's say, the size of the spot is less than Igris, then she wouldn't be in it. Why? Where does the Gemara... Gemara mentions that in regard to the second case of Botko Beichi and Botko, V'inichose B'kupse, U'mocha Motzol Adam. So then the Gemara says, Avo. So Rebbe said Avo. In other words, that Chetzricho ki Gris need. But if it's less than Gris, then Rebbe wouldn't say to me. Rebbe wouldn't say to me. And then she would be Tehel. So then the Gemara mentions, in connection with the case of Botko Beichi and Botko, so since it was common, Dan Achilles was common in those days, so Mimele Rebbe wouldn't say Tmeyo Mishum Nidu. Masheimke, here we are dealing with the case of Botko Beit Sheine Boduk. I'm sorry, of Botko Beit Aboduk, Vitoch Sebi Reichon. So maybe over there,